direct from Dell.
What I saw was a great opportunity to provide computing technology in a much more efficient way. That was the core idea of what became Dell Computer Corporation, and it's one that we've stuck with ever since. I started the business with a simple question. How can we make the process of buying a computer better? The answer was, sell computers directly to the end customer, eliminate the reseller's markup, and pass those savings on to the customer. It hadn't occurred to me that others hadn't figured this out. I thought it was pretty obvious. I'm sure if I'd taken the time to ask, plenty of people would have told me that my idea wouldn't work. I've heard that a lot in the 15 years since starting the business. Sometimes it's better not to ask or to listen when people tell you something can't be done. I didn't ask for permission or approval. I just went ahead and did it. On January 2, 1984, I went back to Austin earlier than I would have to attend classes, and I did all the things you'd need to do to set up a business. I registered the company with the state of Texas as PCs Limited. I placed ads in a classified section of our local newspaper. Through my previous contacts with customers and the small ad I placed in the paper, I was already getting a lot of business. I was selling between $50,000 to $80,000 a month of upgraded PCs, upgrade kits, and add-on components to people in the Austin area. Not too long after starting school, I was able to move from a stuffy dorm that I shared with a roommate to a condominium with high ceilings and 2 bedrooms. I didn't, however, tell my parents for a few months that I'd moved. In early May, about a week before I took my final exams to complete my freshman year, I incorporated the company as Dell Computer Corporation, doing business as PCs Limited. We moved the business from my condo to a 1,000-square-foot office space in a small business center in North Austin. I hired a few people to take orders over the telephone and a few more to fulfill them. Manufacturing consisted of 3 guys with screwdrivers sitting at 6-foot tables upgrading machines. Business continued to grow, and I began to think hard about what the potential could be if I could devote myself to the venture full-time. Where I come from, not going to college is not an acceptable option. Convincing my parents to allow me to leave school would have been impossible, so I just went ahead and did it, whatever the consequences. I finished my freshman year and left. After a while, my parents forgave me, and a little bit after that, I forgave them too. People ask me now, were you scared? Sure. But as it turned out, the timing for PCs Limited couldn't have been better.